We're learning more about that militia group based along the U.S.-Mexico border after a member, Larry Hopkins, appeared in a New Mexico courtroom yesterday on gun charges. Documents unsealed in court showed that the FBI was watching Hopkins in 2017 after witnesses said he talked about the group, the United Constitutional Patriots, training to assassinate Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. Hopkins' lawyer disputes this. Let's bring in Angela Cocherga, who covers the border for the Albuquerque Journal. Angela, you've read through this unsealed criminal complaint. What more does it say?
Well, it's very interesting. The weapons and ammunition charges that Hopkins faces actually stem from a different part of New Mexico, not here on the border where I'm located, where this is all playing out. It was actually in the fall of 2017 that the FBI went into his residence in Flora Vista, New Mexico, and found multiple weapons and had been watching him and had learned through witnesses that this group, the United Constitutional Patriots, that he claimed to be the leader of, were training. His home was the base for to assassinate George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama, because they believe that these, as quoting now the complaint, these individuals supported Antifa.
Antifa, of course, this group of left-wing activists who have clashed with right-wing groups in recent times. But did anybody witness them actually doing that training?
It's unclear. The witnesses saw multiple weapons, and it was confirmed when they entered the residence. And by that time, Hopkins had already had three convictions and was not, as a felon, allowed to possess weapons or ammunition. In the complaint, it says he claimed these belonged to his common-law wife. He also had tactical, bulletproof vests. So it's unclear. And it also does say there were about 20 people that had been observed going to this trailer park in this remote area of New Mexico to train and, I guess, plot these alleged activities.
And to remind people, this all came to light because video surfaced of members of the group rounding up and holding and detaining asylum seekers, families, people with children at gunpoint. And so this arrest was because Larry Hopkins, as you said, was not supposed to have guns. He was a felon. But the question is, what happened with those complaints that he and the group were training to assassinate, at that point, a former president? How is it that you can be walking around on the border then detaining migrants? I mean, can you fill in that gap?
We don't know why it took so long. And of course, the group is, and the lawyer for Larry Hopkins is alleging these charges were kind of just pulled out of thin air to get him off the border. The lawyer for Hopkins also says his client did not have weapons here on the border, that he was merely there at the camp. Now, Hopkins identified himself to me when I interviewed him a while back as the commander of the group and talked about they needed weapons to protect themselves from drug smugglers and human smugglers. But yesterday I talked to the spokesman for these United Constitutional Patriots, and he told me, no, he was simply a cook at the camp. So there's a big dispute over that. Mm-hmm. But it is not clear why these very serious allegations and in this complaint detailed here were not, followed up on, because Hopkins was out on the border and has been for several months leading this group or cooking for them. We're not clear, depending upon your version of what was going on.
That's Angela Cocherga, a border reporter for the Albuquerque Journal. And Angela, I have a feeling we'll be talking to you again as this story unfolds. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.